Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, it's Saturday, and of course, we're telling you to rise and shine and enjoy yourself. This is a beautiful Saturday morning, and we want to tell you thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to tune in to the best in radio. We call it Radio Vision, because if you tune in online, you might even see my face every now and then. WVETOnlineRadio.com. This is Voice for Veterans, and we appreciate you being a part of this program. What I wanted to say is we want to salute out to all of our women. We had a special show on supporting our women, teaching women how to survive, because there are a lot of women coming back from Afghanistan, just like men. So we dedicated the show to them, and we're going to mention a couple of extra things today for women. But first and foremost, we're going to talk to Patrick Highland, and we're going to be talking about sports. Football is back, and the rest of sports is still in. Baseball is winding down. Basketball's coming. And all of the other sports, especially our great, great, great football, soccer fans. We have a good team here in this area, and the state of Florida is standing tall. We got a lot of soccer fans now in Florida right now, and it does as well when it draws a big crowd as some of the other sports. So we'll keep you up with all of that. And in a second, we'll be talking to Patrick Highland. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the call we've been waiting on. He's on with us. This is Patrick Highland, the king of sports, and he also does a lot of insurance too. Patrick, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Keith. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, the thing about it is we know that you do a show that we carry on Sundays, but I wanted to have you talk to him about sports in our great metropolis of the Tampa Bay area, because unfortunately, we're number one just about in everything. As soon as the baseball wins the World Series, they may just run us out of town.
They're not going to be happy with Tampa Bay, a.k.a. Champa Bay. So we have
Champa Bay.
That's it, baby, the champs. Baseball, hockey, and football. Now, if only the Orlando Magic were in Tampa. We did have the Raptors here for a little while, the good old Raptors. So that would have been cool.
Listen, if they keep losing over there in Orlando, they'll be here.
There you go. I can deal with that.
We got a dome stadium over here that the baseball's going to leave, and we just give it to them, and it'll be okay. We don't have any problems.
How about we build an arena next to the hockey where they can play basketball and hockey and then have a baseball field next to it? I think that'd be nice.
It'll be sports capital. It'll be just like it should be all the time. It takes years to get to that point, but we need a sports and entertainment complex downtown Tampa, just like it is when you go to New York, you go to Broadway. If you go to California, you go to Hollywood. You know, that's all the big cities have. You go to South Beach, you know where that is. I ain't even got to say Miami.
There you go.
Tampa needs a sports and entertainment center right here. We're going to advocate that no matter what. Talk to me about what's coming up new to us.
Well, you know, we're hoping obviously the Rays are going to make the playoffs, so we'll be able to watch the playoff games. The Bucks are, you know, going to be in town this Sunday hosting the Atlanta Falcons, who had a rough outing past
rough
Sunday.
Out.
You know, 22-6. Jalen Hurts looked great for Philadelphia. So did Devontae Smith, the rookie Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama, wide receiver. He looks fantastic. So
he looked good. He looked good.
Atlanta's going to be hot, though. So we're going to see if Atlanta is going to bounce back from that 6-point output and see if they can do something against the Bucks. But the Bucks had an extra few days to rest after beating Dallas last Thursday, so I would not count against the Bucks at home. So,
no, we're not looking to lose too many at home anyway.
No, sir.
We don't do that. We happen to be a team that loses on the road, but we're going to be at home. We expect to win. We will win. You know,
absolutely.
Of course, Atlanta's not as bad as Dallas, but if we beat them, we can beat Atlanta too.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And we'll see if they can get a running game going. The Bucs are very difficult to run on. So it's going to come down to Matt Ryan and Calvin Ridley to see if they can pass the ball against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, if they do, they'll keep the game close. And I think that's the correct. Most important thing. Because Atlanta's not a bad team. They're not a bad team.
Okay. I want to see a good game just like everybody else.
Exactly. And that, Keith. The Dallas game was magnificent.
It was awesome. It really was a fantastic game. Went down to the final seconds. You can't beat that.
No, that's what it takes. Yes, that's when you have an excellent game. Well, we got the football down, Pat. What are we thinking about with our good team, the Rays? I saw that the Yankees lost the last 13 of 15 games.
Yes, they sure have. They've been on a downturn, thank God, because they had a hot streak going there. We were getting a little nervous they were going to catch us. But even the New York Yankee announcers, Keith, has said that the Rays are out of reach. They will win the division, and Boston can't catch them either. Blue Jays, very, very outside. Blue Jays will get the first wild card, and they're a good team. But I think if our pitching holds up, we can shut them down. So that's what it's going to take, the pitching. Can it hold up in October? If it can, the Rays could win the World Series. I could see them playing the Los Angeles Dodgers again. A little back-to-back. Yeah, they look tough.
Listen, I watched them this weekend, and they're tough as nails.
Yes, they are.
The Padres gave them a run, though.
Yes, they did.
Padres gave them a run, man. I mean, a real run. It was one of the best games I've seen in baseball all year long was that game.
Yes, sir. It was.
It was a good one. That's one I might watch, though. That was personal to me. I used to live in L.A., and I used to love San Diego. Well, I call it Riverside because that's where all the girls were. That's different.
I wish they still had the Chargers. It's just not the same, the L.A. Chargers. But
it is what it is. It'll always be the San Diego Chargers for us.
You betcha, man. That's how I look.
It'll be 10 years before the L.A. Chargers. You know, they're going to keep messing around, and they're going to go back to San Diego. The Raiders did it.
Yes, they did.
Got to remember the Raiders did it.
I keep calling them the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. People laugh. I go, I can't get over it, man. I like to have fun. That's what it's all about. Sports is supposed to be fun and entertaining. And, you know, the good thing is, Keith, you being a veteran, and God bless you for that. You know, when it comes to sport teams, we all stand for the national anthem. And you root for your team, I root for our team. But we have unity and respect for each other. If we could do that in this great country of ours, come on, let's just respect each other, agree to disagree on things, but move forward and treat each other civility-wise.
What you just said is something that I know should be said. A lot of things we do can be paralleled with sports. You got teams, we go up against each other, we fight it, but at the end we hug and say, see you next week.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
Some of these politicians need to pay more attention to the rules of sports.
Yes, they do. And act accordingly. Amen.
And act accordingly. If this election's over, move on.
That's it.
Do what you can do to get ready for the next one.
Exactly.
But be good for those who won this one. Patrick Estries, and I wanted you on. You always have something to say.
Keith,
Patrick Highland, be sure. God bless you, man. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in. And don't forget, Sundays at midday, you can tune in and listen to Patrick at WVET. Thank you, Patrick. God bless.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. That was Patrick Highland. He's a gentleman and a scholar. He's definitely a sports commentator. He has several shows on, but he does one especially to take care of us with our veterans at Sundays. Please tune in. If you have any other questions, especially as veterans, with a lot of veterans coming back from Afghanistan right now, if you got something that you want to discuss and go over, please contact us, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and ask for Keith, the boss of the beach. Or if you think you're about sports, just leave word, and we'll get Patrick to follow back up with you. I want to go on a little bit further now and say thank you, of course, to Soundcheck Studios, who actually help us in producing the show. And we say it, thank you again. Now, I've been pushing somebody heavily because I love their music. And today I want to put a little bit more of Golden Soul in. And we'll be right back. And then we'll be talking about a couple of other programs that we got coming up, a couple of other artists who we got coming in town, and a couple of other events. Especially, we're going to be talking about Veterans Day, November 11th. Throughout this area. We do want to thank everybody who supported 9/11. It was kind of sad for a lot of us who remember it. So we didn't say a lot about it, except please never forget 9/11. We called it Pray for Love. The only thing that can conquer hate is love. Marvin Gaye. But we've been using it ever since. And our thing that happened with Afghanistan and Kuwait and Iraq and all of those places in the Middle East, pray for love. Love can conquer all the decisions that are being made sometimes between families, between tribes, between local peoples who don't necessarily get along with each other. Pray for love. If you don't remember this, I do. There was a man called Abraham. He had two children, maybe three or four or five, but one of his children became the father of Christianity. Hagar was the mother of the other son. Somewhere in history, she got banished to another part of the Middle East. And she was the founder, and her son came through Islam. So either way you look at it, both of them are children of Abraham. And no matter what the Jewish people say, or the other Islamic people say, if you go back in history, they're brothers. So it's a family matter. And maybe some of us Americans need to stay out of that family matter. And the Russians need to stay out of the family matter. Chinese need to stay out of the family matter. And maybe they'll work it out. That's my little commentary for today. And I want to thank you for tuning in right now. If you stay with us, I'll be right back with more information, more conversation, entertainment, and this time, more music for a Saturday morning, Sunshine Radio. Be right back. Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and it's WVETOnlineRadio.com. One of the things I want to say is veterans resources. And as always, we say, if you're having a problem, especially emotional, go to Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And that is Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. Well, we're back, and we want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. You got to remember that today's show is dedicated, of course, as always, to our veterans. We just finished giving you a little thing called the Veterans Crisis Line. Remember, if you have one that's physically or mentally having a problem, be sure and get hold of the Crisis Line. What we're talking about is our VA administration, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They bring a lot to the table. Of course, it's work to do. They're organized to help veterans in any way they can. I do admit that over the last few years, they've gotten overwhelmed. Veterans are living longer, which puts more strain on the veterans' hospitals. We have a lot more women coming in, which puts a different touch as to what the VA has to look at. And we have a lot of young people going into the military who are going to be at home. With the last big war just winding down, a lot of people joining our services will be not ready for war. They're being brought in during peace times, and they will be getting some training, but a lot of it will be in peaceful ways that the military will help this country grow. One of the things we talked about is what's important about having veterans. You know, we don't think about it much. It's just something that automatically comes after military service. Veterans are important people all over America. It is a day with honor and our veterans, and that's every day. Every day you talk to a veteran, you're honoring him. I'm going to tell you three reasons why veterans are important. Veterans are people who have risked their lives in order to save ours. One, they could have stayed at home with their families, but they chose to put their lives in danger to save ours. They are very brave people. And in every community, you need brave people. Whether it comes with traffic, whether it comes with just helping people, whether it comes to those who may be challenged with some kind of crime, and someone has to stand up. Because maybe that he's a policeman. If he's a veteran policeman, he stands up with honor. So we need veterans in this community. There are men and women that are veterans, have done very dangerous and risky things in their lives. They have gone places to serve. They're also serving for America's freedom. Our countries don't have the freedom. Well, let's put it, other countries don't have the freedoms that we are lucky enough to have here in America. Salute your veterans. They're the ones who make that difference. And all those veterans who are listening to this, we salute you. And thank you for being brave. Thank you for taking that time out of your life to make things better for us here. In conclusion, veterans are very important. They have risked their own lives to save ours. They have served in places where there are many other things that could have been done, or they could have been killed or badly wounded, but they stayed and did their time. We want to say thank you to all of those veterans because we know what you stand for. November 11 is Veterans Day. But guess what? Veterans Day is a day to respect veterans that have served in the American forces, the American armed fortress. Veterans Day should remind us to say thank you to our veterans. Here are three reasons why veterans are important to me. One of them is they stood the test of time and they stood in a place where we couldn't go. Another one is they have taken the dangerous risk for freedom. And democracy is based on freedom. And guess what? A dangerous risk. I like to take everything and getting my dog in the house and my people already taken care of and all of those things to help to take my life and make it better. It wouldn't have been done without a veteran, okay? Just think about the risk they take. We finally want to say thank you to our veterans who decided to stand up for America. As we know, our veterans are young people. They go in at an early age. They come out, they're still young. Very few veterans that we know in America have stayed the whole length of the time that they could have stayed. Most of them came, did their service, got out, and are raising families and making a difference wherever they are. They're making a difference because they came back and came back to this community. Each one of our communities have veterans. And Veterans Day is the day that we stand up and acknowledge all of them. So find your veteran in your community and say to them, Veterans Day is coming. Is there anything I can do to say thank you to you? Most of them will say, no, it's okay. They appreciate it. Every now and then they'll say, well, do this, do that. What we're going to say is tune in to WVET Online Radio. And of course, if you're in St. Petersburg Saturday morning, it's 96.7 FM. If you're anywhere else on the planet, it's WVETOnlineRadio.com to get voice for veterans. We appreciate you listening, but we want you to stand up, step out, find a veteran, and do something special. We have several of our VSOs that are still out there in each community. Find one. Go by. Say hello. Make sure that you can do something to support a veteran at your local VFW, your American Legion, your AMVETS. Even USO, American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, these are all VSOs that are here to celebrate veteranization on Veterans Day. So now that you've heard that, let's move on. I'm going to talk a little bit more about something that we've been talking about is the health programs. When we talked about our Women Today, which was a special program, women were very important. Those women who have come out of the military and are now veterans have special things that they need that men didn't need. And we're going to say that in America, our VA has actually stood up. And in our communities, and of course, if you're into Miami, the Miami VA is one of the greatest ones. Of course, you happen to be in Tampa, St. Pete. We got, of course, two of the best in the country right here in our area, Babe Hines and also James Haley. We do have what we need in this market. But I've been traveling around the Southeast this summer and went to 7 states all the way up to D.C. And I'll say this, our veterans are being treated a lot better than it was after Vietnam. Things have changed, and we appreciate the changes. We want to also say thank you to all of those who are standing up right now to make sure that our veterans who are coming back from Afghanistan are being treated the best they can be. We know that there's not a big ticker tape parade scheduled as yet. If they do, we'll keep you abreast, but we're going to do our own ticker tape, and we're going to put it on the website, and then I'm going to sprinkle some stuff over it and see if it'll fall down on the screen, and we're going to host a lot of our veterans by name as we find out those who have come back and those who are reaching in to us. We're going to do that. We're going to call it WVET's Ticker Tape Parade, and we're going to add names as we find them and salute them in a special way. Between all of this technology and Zoom and other ways, we'll be talking to different veterans throughout the United States, but a lot of those who are coming in, we'll be doing some stuff, of course, right there in Tampa, across from MacDill Air Force Base and some of the other places that have places where our veterans are returning. And we're going to talk to some of those who are returning from Afghanistan and ask them what they found and what they see the future can be for all of us and our young military. We know that the Mideast is a place where there's going to always be a skirmish or two. And with that in mind, we know that somewhere in that area, we will have some more military coming and going as time moves on. So we want to say thank you again for those who are returning, and especially those who've already returned and trying to find their way. Because we're dealing with a lot of this when it comes to the health program, of course, Pinellas County Health Program only asked for some specific things, and I'm going to go over them real quickly for your returning veterans right now. So if you want to know what they are, tune in or go to our website, and we will be able to go over each one of these items with you. But I know you need to know these things right away. If you're back and you want to know what it takes to be a part of these programs that have, here go some of the things you need. Number one, Social Security card, and one other form of ID, such as your birth certificate, employment records, Florida or student ID, U.S. passport, valid driver's license. You can also have a voter's registration card or work ID. And if you're looking for rental, don't forget mortgage or lease agreement. Those are some of the things that you can have on hand right away if you're coming back and you want to go into one of our regional offices and try to get some help. Remember, those things that I just read off to you are the identification pieces that you need, of course, to register with that program. I want everybody to know that we do want you to know that every Saturday morning, it's Sunshine Radio. I know we're new in the neighborhood, but we're here to stay. Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM. Thank you for letting us broadcast WVET. And of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And guess what? It's WVETonlineradio.com. And we do music as well. And we do always say we help our local artists. One of the new local artists that we've tapped into, and we're playing his music right after this. That's our friend. And of course, he supports veterans too. Gino Lexus, Golden Soul.
Yeah, I see a lot of people get depressed, so I'm bringing music for the soul, 'cause there's nothing left. trying not to stress. Bills piling on the front steps. Majority spent on the groceries with your last check. Trash through my face mask in the basket. Seems the whole world wanna see me in the casket. Before I blast it, sky's the limit and I pass it. Time to go up to God, guess I take my chances. Hey, he ain't trying to take all that and try to bully you until you grab a baseball bat and say, gee, won't you take all back? You probably lose half of your fans if you stayed all facts. I say to those cats, rather pick a side than stay in between. You don't agree, cool, but don't try to intervene. And keep your distance 6 feet if you need to. A disclaimer, you take a chance when I greet you as treat. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul. They say, where did faith go? I used to be more religious from a day old church, lost my trust. Still I get spiritual, yet a man cuss. Love to judge me for my physical, I pray for what they don't pray. Say what they won't say. G don't ever budge whenever enemies approaching me. I mostly put a demon back where they supposed to be. Never scared a man when my protection watches over me. Without a rosary, tap high where the most be. Praying for forgiveness in the times when I'm lonely. I'm only a man, can't expect to see an angel. And if I was, I'd bring the message like I'm Gabriel. What I say to you, can accept or you can ignore. Most people misstep a blessing at their front door. I march forth like the day that my third born. Earth torn but never mourn, we on our first form. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul. Tell your friends, it's time to stop faking, no more pretend. Politicians sketchy, racism still catchy. People are forgetting what it means to be a blessing. Bitterness is running out. Oh, way too many of your mouths. And if you ask me, I'll tell you the real. So open up, baby, and let yourself feel. Suppression of emotion doesn't make a person closer to what the universe has. Your future, empathy doesn't make you weak. So it's time to let your heart speak.
So let your heart speak. It's time to get closer. Forget my mistakes before it's all over.
I get a rise over thinking with my third eye. When my soul fly, leave it like a sea, you can't deny.
Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know,
Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.